1037thebuzz.com. And throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAcre7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Acre and Pat Bradley.
Guided by a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end.
Welcome back. I guess I didn't realize that. We were talking to Doc Heffley. His son's committed to Tulsa, but sure. Tulsa fired their head coach. I didn't realize that. I missed that because I was on the road so much last week.
I did miss that. He's a talented kid. And
you know, there's another friend of mine from Northwest Arkansas who I've worked with on some ALS things. Her son is a freshman offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Redshirted this year. Tanner Shipley.
Shipley.
Yep. So, yeah, so he'll have some Arkansas. I'm sure there's a bunch of kids with Arkansas connections up there at Tulsa. But anyway.
And Tommy, the only two not wearing ties.
So today we will be joined by some of these coaches here, and apparently a couple of these guys. And we're also going to talk to Pat Foster whenever he wants to walk
Pat
over.
Jones.
Pat Jones.
Two great coaches.
And sit
Foster
down
and
here.
Jones. What a great name. It's a great Irishman. Hall, 1964. Hall Warriors. State champions. How about that?
Coach, you waiting on somebody? You want to come chit-chat
coach,
with us?
Coach, you want to come chit-chat?
He's trying to work over here.
Coach, what's more important than this, Coach? What's more important than coming on with us, Coach? Nothing.
You know, he coached, I'm told, he coached Doug Meacham, the TCU OC. That's a lot of letters in connection, but just keep flipping around until you feel good about it. All the way around.
There you go.
How are you?
Doing good, guys.
Good to see you. What's going on?
Good to see you guys. Well, what's going on is I hope Meacham wins this thing. That's what I came to see.
Do you vote on
it? I don't vote on it. My good friend, well, I shouldn't tell you which of my good friends are on the deal because I tried to bribe some people.
Well, let's be honest. So, you probably had crossed paths with everybody on there.
Switzer and I do a lot of things together over there. You know, the same deal Sterner's doing here with the coaches.
Cabana. Oh, yeah, Coach Cabana.
See,
sure.
We do that deal over there. And obviously, you know, we coached Doug back in the 80s and have stayed very close to him, one of our all-time favorite guys. And I'm from here, so it gave me an excuse to come down here and see this thing.
No radio for you today? I mean,
no,
other than us?
No radio. This is the only radio I'm doing today.
And you're every day?
I do every day. Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
What time?
10 o'clock and 11 o'clock to Oklahoma City and 11 to 2 in Tulsa.
What's your take on the way the playoffs shook out?
About like I thought. Okay. I'm not real high. We live in, you know, Big 12 country over there. I think they got it right. I'm not real high on this league right now, the Big 12. I'm talking about that. I'm not. Obviously, TCU and Baylor have good football teams. I'm trying to say it's more Meacham's around here or something when they hear that. But it's like anything else, guys. You know, it's the way the old Southwest Conference used to be when Arkansas and Texas were down. The league was viewed as down. Now, Texas know you are down. Mm-hmm. So the league's viewed as down.
Sure. Right.
And the perception of that, and I think Baylor's non-league schedule caught up with them. And I mean, you could have picked any of those three, Ohio State or TCU or Baylor, and there wasn't a right or wrong probably. But when Ohio State did what they did to Wisconsin and got after the tailback like they did, you could kind of see this coming.
Do you think if Texas or Oklahoma had been in the position TCU or Baylor had been in, it would have been a different story?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's gotten raised over there. It was yesterday quite a bit. The other one is, what if Ohio State had won that ballgame 17-14?
Right. Yeah.
You know, now would one of those two, the TCU crew, but you know, given the because all this whole committee, they're basically test driving this whole thing. I mean, this is all new.
Sure.
You know, every week seemed like there was a different dynamic. And of course, our radio show in Tulsa goes over into Fayetteville, and we're convinced that Jeff Long was listening to our radio show every day.
I don't think there's any
doubt. Trying to get some guidance out of the deal.
So what happens now? Does the Big 12 come out in about another week and have an announcement for a championship game? What's going to be the end?
You know what I saw? I saw they're going to maybe give them a waiver, and they're going to be able to work through this and do it with just the 10 seasons.
There is. You can get a waiver. They don't have – now, the deal is expansion. You know, they let Louisville
get
away.
Yeah, here's my deal, Coach. No, like, who cares? Have it with 10. Who's the NCAA
trying to tell?
No, I understand that. But it should already have been.
They could have gone that. They could have gone that way, you know. And the little slogans and all that's irrelevant. It sounds squirrely, but you know, the one champion. All
well,
that
but
kind
you
of
have
stuff,
a one true champion. Just didn't want to recognize them.
Well, I mean, again, see, I coached at Arkansas in 1975, and I have a ring that says Southwest Conference champions on it. But we split with A&M in Texas, but the ring still says champions.
Did you beat them head to head?
We beat A&M's brains out here in War Memorial Stadium and lost to Texas. But you know what I'm getting at. I mean, the winner of the game outright obviously was Baylor. So it's a squirrely deal. You know, they need to bring in BYU, and they let Louisville get away and then add somebody else. Now, I don't know who it would be over there. But
I just don't see why that, that's what they want to have in their league, they have in their league, and they just have a championship.
Well, you know, we had heard, guys, and this was when the committee first started getting word had leaked out that one of the things that about the Big 12, the way it would be viewed is you got three open dates. See, because you don't have
That's right.
the championship game, which from the coach's standpoint would be viewed as exactly that. And I would imagine Osborne and Alvarez and those guys probably viewed it that way.
Coach, how are you doing? Good to see you. Pat Narduzzi sitting down with us
Pat
now.
Pat Jones, how are you? Congratulations to you guys. You got them all here, don't you?
Yes. Coach, Art, thanks.
Everything is great.
You doing good?
I'm doing real good. Get a couple days off recruiting. Spend a night with your wife in a hotel. You know? It's like a little like a honeymoon.
Well, you could go down here at the East End and just see some kid at night.
There you go.
Yeah, I should do that.
No, Coach, since we saw you last here at the Broyles Award, your name got connected with a lot of jobs. You decided to stay put.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you have no regrets from the season you guys had?
No, there's never regrets. You never look back and say, what if, there'll be new opportunities out there and just looking for the right one. When you got a great opportunity right now and you're working for a great man, there's no reason to jump. Everybody always thinks the grass is greener. You know, there might be another radio station around looking for you guys.
I wish.
But,
yeah, oh, wait,
but you,
no,
wish, see, you wish, but they're not always better, that's for sure.
It's always nice to be courted, though, isn't it? It's always good, even if you don't decide to do anything.
No doubt. It's nice to be wanted and know that your work is gone, viewed by other people. So
we were just talking with Coach about the committee and the selection of Ohio State, and certainly an impressive final game for them. And I guess if I'm a Big Ten coach, I got to be excited the fact that we've got a team represented. That's probably good going forward, right?
No doubt. After that second week when we went down to Oregon, I guess it was the funeral of the Big Ten. Everybody counted us out week two. I was like, wait a second, isn't there 12 weeks of the season? I mean, they were counting people out in week two, which was amazing.
Well, Virginia Tech contributed to that a little bit, didn't they?
Again, it was us to Oregon and Virginia Tech. I think it was all the same weekend.
Right,
it's a long season, and they really shouldn't start that thing till about the 10th week of the season. Because that's all they're talking about, but it really doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish.
How good is Gordon, the tailback? How good is he?
You know what? You know, he looked good for 12 games and didn't look so good the other day. You know, sometimes you got to be your own blocker if there's nobody blocking for you. And I'm not saying there was nobody blocking for him, but, didn't look special that night. And, we had played against him 3 years ago, I believe, up in Madison. And it was him and Ball, who's, I think playing a bunch with the Broncos right now. And they had total together, him and the other tailback, all NFL tailbacks. They had 19 yards rushing. So I think with the right structure defensively, what are you giving them? I think Ohio State said, listen, Stave, you're going to have to throw the ball, and he couldn't.
Interesting. We had the pleasure at Oklahoma State of coaching Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas and those guys, and everything kind of gets compared over there with either Barry Sanders or Billy Sims or some of that crew. And I had never seen this kid, Gordon, really with my own eyes. I was kind of curious, as good as y'all are defensively, to kind of get your take on. Now, when they held him to 71 yards, it broke. He's only 514 yards now behind Sanders. If he can get that in one game, then he'll get that record.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. but he's a good player. But we didn't have an opportunity to play him the last 2 years, so it's really hard to say. I can tell you about, Oregon, and I can tell you about Ohio State, but I can't tell you. So we played, two of the top four teams in the country. Sure. So I don't think anybody else has done that.
Coach, you guys should be in.
What do they have you doing today? Are you just here with your pretty face smiling? Or are you going to get
up
there and speak a little bit?
I guess I'm going to get up and say a few words to the group and just congratulate the new finalists for this
year. There you go. Yeah. You don't put a jacket on them or anything, do you?
No. They come a year late. They come probably in 2 months. They come to they came to my office, brought in a tailor, and it was big time. So.
Coach, after you win this, everybody looks at you a little bit differently, right? I mean, your food tastes a lot better. It's just such a such an amazing moment, isn't it?
You say that. You feel like the same. It's a team deal, really. Yeah. I mean, you can't do it without your players. You can't do it without your assistant coach. That trophy sits in my office, but, I don't bring it home because it's just not mine. It's ours, and you win that thing as a team. It's not done by one guy.
Makes some good press guide stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's true.
Pat Narduzzi joined us, the 2013 Broyles Award winner, and the good news is, unlike a lot of things, you don't have to give it up. You just get to join somebody or somebody joins you in the club, which is good. You guys are going to get a Baylor team that either has a chip on its shoulder or is going to be a little down in the mouth, and we've seen teams perform really both ways in these situations.
Right.
Either way, it's going to be a great challenge for a defensive coordinator when you're facing their offense. Have you started to look at them yet?
No, I haven't started looking. Our graduate assistant coaches are back breaking that thing down, and hopefully by the time I get on a plane this afternoon, it'll load it in my Thunder XOs and and be able to take a peek at really what they're all about.
What about for your team? What stood out to you? You guys lost some significant contributors last year defensively. Had plenty back, though, obviously. What did you make of your defensive performance this year?
You know what? We were very solid. I mean, you know, if you ask the media in East Lansing or the state of Michigan, they'd probably say we stunk. But we went from being, you know, number one in the country, you know, after 12 regular season games, or maybe I think after the bowl game. I think we finished number two after, you know, 14 games, but we finished, I think, seventh in the country this year. I mean, a lot of people would beg to be seventh in the country, but, you know, for, you know, where we set the bar, it's up high. But, you know, overall, with the guys we lost, I mean, Max Bull is with the Houston Texans now, and Darquez Denard, a first rounder with the Bengals. We probably lost, I think we got Denico Sowen is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we lost probably nine contributors. Now, after this defense, I think we lose three starters. So we've got a lot back coming for next year, so it should be interesting. But, you know, every year is a different defense, and I think our guys played pretty darn well for what they were given to sure. begin the season.
Well, you guys certainly have a great bowl assignment here with the Cotton Bowl. Have you ever been?
Never been to the Cotton Bowl, but I hear unbelievable things about it. So
it might be the best run of them all, to be honest about it.
Yeah.
Be quite honest about
that's
it.
That's what I've heard.
I was a little surprised they didn't put it in the big group, you know, with the six bowls or whatever.
It'll get
it
there.
It is in the Big Six.
It's there.
Okay,
yeah,
I guess I didn't think it was. All right.
Yeah, it is in the Big Six, and I think it rotates, so next year that may be one of the playoffs. Or
Well, it's not that. It's not the Cotton Bowl in the final this year, I guess, but they are playing at the site. So
with Jerry involved, it's just a matter of time until the finals.
Where'd you go? Oh, you played Oregon at Oregon this year. Have you played in Jerry's house yet?
We've never played in Jerry's house, so I'm looking forward to it. So
that'll be awesome.
Supposed to be unbelievable.
That'll be fun.
To keep our eyes when we're trying to coach them on the sideline. They're not like this. I hear it's very distracting.
Warn your players. Yeah. We had a weird thing happen with a I don't know if you heard this story about the defensive back that took one in the eye.
Heard it last night.
Crazy.
That's a classic story.
Yeah,
so.
It's wild. Well, luckily he was all right, but that's a scary moment. Well, Coach, good seeing you. Good luck in the bowl game.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your time here.
One. We will.
Yeah.
Do
you leave the kids at home? You guys have kids?
I have four kids.
Oh, my
They're
gosh.
Home. I've got one graduating from Michigan State this Saturday. So
congratulations.
Every day.
Good deal.
He or
the
she?
Oldest, she.
And what's she going to do?
She already has a job lined up in advertising right there in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. So it's in a great area. And
you got any players or coaches coming up in the Narduzzi family?
You know what? I got a young son that's a golfer, so he didn't take to the contact.
He's hitting things in a different way.
But he can contact the ball.
Well,
you got
a lot of coaches in your family. I know your father's a coach, right?
My dad coached for 31 years. So
where did he coach?
Boy, he was all over the place.
Over
he died at age 51.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And he had cancer for 8 years with Hodgkin's disease. But he started off at Pitt, Brown, Yale, Miami, Florida with Fran Kersey. Then Fran left Miami, Florida to go to Kentucky.
Sure.
So he was assistant head coach and defense coordinator at Kentucky, as he was at Miami.
When was he at Pitt, Coach?
Boy, he was in Pitt back in the early 60s.
Okay. Yep. So I was there in 78, so I obviously missed him by a few years.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he finished up at Youngstown State, where he was the head coach and athletic director.
Certainly.
Kind of like Coach Burrell's AD and the head football coach, and then finished up at Columbia University after that.
And you're a native of where?
I'm a
all around. Yeah, all those places you just named.
Yeah, all those places. I was born in Connecticut, you know, born in New Haven, and when he was at Yale. And
rubbed elbows a lot of Ivy Leaguers. It's good.
That's right, yeah.
See, Columbia's open again.
Didn't rub off.
Columbia's open again.
Yeah.
Coach, you can
he got quiet when
he can beat up most of the Ivy Leaguers, though. There's something to be said for that.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. It sounds like what was going on there before.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, so Cotton Bowl this year, and as you were right, if you make it to the Cotton Bowl next year, that's a semifinal game.
Yeah, I'd like to go back again, I guess.
I bet you would. That would be a lot of fun. Or the Orange next year would be the other one to shoot for. So, but enjoy it this year. Yeah, it's a great experience. We've been to probably 10 bowls. I think that's the best bowl experience as far as the way they put the bowl game on.
Yeah, Baker and those guys do a great job. Yeah. They really do.
Well, there you go.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Pat Narduzzi, the Michigan State defensive coordinator. We're also joined by Pat Jones, and we will take a quick timeout, come back, and we'll visit a little more. If we can keep
all right, I got this list.
The man in orange over here with us. Okay, we'll go over the list of bowl gifts.
Yes.
Pat says if he talks about it enough on the air, maybe they'll send him some.
I wonder what Coach Jones used to get back in the day. We'll see if that compares.
Probably a pat on the back and a free meal.
Attaboy and a nice watch.
How many times did you play in the Cotton Bowl?
One time in the Cotton Bowl. I coached in the Cotton Bowl one time.
Did you do the Lowry's prime rib deal?
That dinner? Was before. So this was 1976 Cotton Bowl following the 75 season when we were at Arkansas and we kicked Georgia's ass down there pretty good.
and all that.
So, yeah, I think I've got a nice kind of semi-Rolex.
Ooh,
you know, out of the
semi-Rolex. What is a semi-Rolex?
A Rotex.
I bought a couple of those when I was down in Mexico once.
Oh, yeah, did you?
Just a slight knockoff. Looks close enough.
Oh, can't God. Tell. You can't tell.
Hey, Coach, we got to talk about the 64 State Championship, too, from home when we get back.
You got it.
Come on, that's unbelievable.
Oh, my
time.
Gosh, you guys are nuts. I love it. All right, we'll be back. 10:45, we're at the Broyles Award, and it is a lovely day. Last year, I think we had some pretty iffy weather. We got good stuff today. That's good. So let me check here. I'm going to take care of some business, if I might. You know where I went last night, Matty T, for dinner? Jim's Razorback Pizza.
That's the best place you could have gone.
Yeah, it was really good. I had some. Actually had hot wings and barbecue wings and a salad bar trip. And everybody after I made my salad, like, man, that's a great looking salad. I'm like, yeah, pretty awesome looking.
Nobody likes the braggart.
I know. I couldn't help it though. I was so proud of it. It was beautiful. You know, they have pepperoni on their salad bar. You don't see that a lot of places. It's so delicious on there. And they have that homemade Italian, kind of a creamy Italian dressing. It's outstanding. So I had some of that as well. Fantastic. And then I drilled it with a whole bunch of Parmesan cheese after. It was fantastic. Anyway, if you're getting hungry and you're thinking about lunch, go buy Jim's Razorback Pizza because you can get the aforementioned salad bar and a mini pizza and a drink for only $7.50. And for me, I added the added bonus of hanging out with Curtis last night. Three locations, Morgan Maumelle, Highway 10, and down in Hot Springs. It's Jim's Razorback Pizza. Go get you some lunch or maybe dinner tonight. There's a wait song.